What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source.
To all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast, and we have a Wild Card Wednesday. I'm super excited to get into this because I do have a love for fashion, right?
Right.
So I'm excited to, like, see your behind the scenes, seeing where you are today and how we can support. So with that being stated, we have Adrian Mills. How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel blessed today.
Oh, I like that. People always be like, Bri, you always say amazing. People ask me how I'm doing. I'm like, I'm amazing. Sounds good. I'm
absolutely
blessed.
Yeah.
All right. So what we usually do when we get started with our conversations, we always say, who is the guest? So for you, who is Adrian Mills?
So I'm just a guy that likes fashion. I kind of started it kind of fashion when I was kind of young and kind of from an earlier standpoint. And I always wanted to do something in fashion. I just didn't know exactly what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, I kind of had an idea to do like a traveling shoe bag. So I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I had an idea and I know that I wanted to be something different than what was out there in the market. So that's kind of how I started from there and kind of built from there.
Okay, so I have to ask the question, are you a shoe head?
I'm definitely a shoe head. Not as much anymore.
Okay.
Got kids now, so mm-hmm. that kind of slows you down a little bit. But mm-hmm. yeah, definitely still a shoe head for sure.
Okay, so when was the idea sparked in your head that this is something that we have to do? That's something that's needed in the market.
I think from just traveling, doing a lot of traveling, kind of before I had kids, I did a lot of traveling. And from doing a lot of traveling, it just, I would take all my stuff with me and I feel like a brand new pair of shoes will get scratched in the luggage or it will get dirty with the clothes or it will get mixed up or something like that. So I just had an idea to do something different that would protect her from those kind of things that are happening. So that's kind of where the original idea kind of happened. Really, I was in an airport and it just, the thought crossed my head and I just like, hey, I should do a shoe bag. I didn't have any idea of how I would do it, mm-hmm. but I just know that I was going to do something like that. So that's kind of how it started.
So with that, I do want to know, like, what was the plan? Like, what was the motion of it? Because, of course, we have ideas. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can stay in ideation. Mm-hmm. But you are here now to where it's a full-on product. So what did that in-between look like?
So the in-between really looked like me just having an idea of what I want to do, but not really necessarily knowing how I want to look. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of was researching. I found a young lady. She was like a graduate from a fashion institution.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of did me a basic design of what it would look like, which kind of got me creatively thinking about how I want to look and what I want to change in it. So that was kind of like the spark in it. Like, okay, well, this could be something.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, just kind of growing the design from just the things that I seen and some of the things that I wanted and what I wanted to look like and kind of tweaking it probably for the last 5 years before I actually this year kind of put it out.
So with that being stated, how many prototypes would you say happened before you got to the final product?
Well, I probably have about 7 prototypes at the house of different variations of the bag. So probably about 7 before we got a right one. The 8th one was probably the right one after the 8th one.
That's beautiful. So how many colors? What does the design actually look like?
So the design is mostly canvas. It's canvas based and it's a gray canvas and it's got a dark brown leather trim on the top. It's got a leather patch and it's kind of got some leather on the sides of it to give it that high end luxury feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some leather trimming in the inside of the bag as well. So that's the first initial color that I've came out with. I'm in the process of doing some other colors and doing some different items as well, such as a duffel bag, a sling bag, passport holder. So yeah, I'm kind of expanding the brand a little bit. That's kind of like my first feature one.
That is pretty cool. So when you say, would you say that traveling leisure would be your lane of focus?
Yeah, I think that's predominantly anything in travel is going to probably be my lane of focus. I don't think I will venture out into anything else until I feel like I've kind of mastered and kind of carve that niche into the traveling space. Then I might niche out. There's some other things I want to do as far as like clothing and stuff like that. But I think I'm going to focus on this for right now until I get that going where it needs to be.
Very nice. Okay, so let's get into like the business process of it, because a lot of times, like you said, like there are stages to it, but in the background, we got to make sure the foundation is right too. So when it came to you actually creating a business, not just a hobby, because it can be expensive, right? An expensive hobby, but you actually built a business. Yeah. So I want to talk about behind the scenes of what it was like to get your paperwork right, make sure that this patent, make sure the trademark, what did all of the behind the scenes look like?
So the behind the scenes was a lot when I first was coming into it, because I, again, I had a business before, but I didn't have a business like this. And this was kind of different from anything else that I've done. So I've had somebody to help me out. I had kind of like a mentor to kind of walk me through the processes of what I need to do, whether it was an LLC or what if a C corp was best for me, or if any other kind of structure was best for me, kind of walked me through that process, kind of gave me some of the things that as far as trademark, as far as patent, to kind of like to learn and know which one was the best one to do, because some are more expensive than others, but they don't really protect you as much as others. So I had a great mentor that really just kind of took me underneath her wings and gave me a lot of information about the fashion business in general. And that kind of really curved the learning curve for me. Yet expensive, but not as expensive if I had done it on my own and was figuring out on my own.
So what did it look like for you to actually ask for help? Because sometimes as business owners and entrepreneurs, we try to figure out ourselves, but you were okay with actually like asking for help and actually paying for the help too, because some people don't want to pay.
Yeah, I think it was easy for me to ask for help because I just seen some of the results from some of the other people that she helped out. So it was easy. It was a no-brainer. Like I knew other people that was in the program and got great value out of it and learned a lot from it. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me to ask for help in that sense. Mm-hmm. But in other sense, it is hard sometimes, because as a business owner, you do wear a lot of hats. So sometimes you can burn yourself out trying to do multiple things at one time and not ask for help. And, you know, there are resources out here for us. But I think as business owners, we kind of get in that mode where I'm going to do it by myself. And I think that's kind of the wrong way to go about it, because if it's help out there and you can get help and it can relieve you, that's what you definitely should do.
How do you stay in that mindset of, like you said, we wear so many hats, and you're okay with asking for help. You're okay with, you know, community-wise, giving other people flowers, because you saw what she was doing. He was like, let's see how we can partner. How do you keep yourself, in a way, humbled?
I think at the end of the day, when you're trying to build something such as in any business it is, whether it's fashion, whether it's clothing, whether it's podcasting, whatever it's done, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have some kind of help, to somebody to show you some things. If not, I don't think you can build a successful business just all on the strength of what you did by yourself. Somebody at some point of the way kind of helped you in your journey and kind of move you along in the direction that you need to move in. So I think that's important, to have people to help you and to be able to ask for help. If you don't know, you don't know. You know, what I don't know, I always say, what I don't know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'll get somebody else to help me if I don't know it.
Great. All right. So I want to get into the marketing side of things, because we're here today because you're actually getting into a fashion show. And so let's talk about the fashion show and even how you were even visible for either them to reach out to you, you to reach out to them, whatever the case may be.
So I think like their first business class that they had, I attended that. They had like a Pathias class.
Was
Darlisa.
Uh-huh.
Darlisa. Shout out to Darlisa for making it happen for me. I was in her like first Path to Yes class. I'm not even sure how I found out about it. I just think it was, I don't know if it was social media. I think it might have been social media or something like that. But some kind of way I found out about the business class that she had. And I attended that. And since then, there's been several opportunities that she's had for me, whether it be like a vendor booth at a show she's having or whatever it may be. So she's definitely opened up a lot of doors for me.
Very nice. So before we even started, we were talking about building relationships. And I think that's very important when you're taking business classes, when you're building community, even if you're trying to get clients and or customers, you got to build relationships. So for you, what does building relationships mean to you?
For me, building relationships is very important, because you just never know, like, when you're going to meet somebody, and you never know how it's going to turn out. Like, I met somebody like last year at Paul something college, the black college over in
North Carolina.
Paul Quinn. Mm-hmm. So I met a gentleman over there. I don't even remember meeting him, right? He said we met each other last year, but I don't even remember meeting him. And like last week, he connected me with a radio station to do an interview. And it was like out of the blue. Like I don't even remember him or meeting him. I couldn't tell you when I met him or anything like that, but he said we met then. And I don't even remember talking to him or what I said or, you know what I mean?
That was your spirit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I'm sure I left a good impression on him in order for him to remember me. So I think relationships are important, even if you're planting seeds. Like, they might not harvest right then, but it might be a year from now, it might be 2 years from now. You just never know, you know, how things will happen. So I think it's very important to have relationships and business, period, and to know people and people to know you and, you know, they call you when they have different things.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so regarding the fashion show itself, can you give us a little information as far as like behind the scenes? What can we look forward to? I know it's March 21st, right?
Yeah, March 21st.
From 10 a.m. Yeah. to 2 p.m. And we'll make sure to put the information in our show notes. But what can we look forward to?
Yeah, I think you look forward to seeing some very unique designs, especially from me, some things that people might have not seen before. Maybe I might have some new products to show as well. Not
Ooh,
sure
maybe.
Yet. Maybe so. So it's going to be an exciting show. The process is kind of like making sure that, you know, the models are right, making sure that the outfits are right, mm-hmm. making sure the appearance is right on how you want it to look. And then just kind of, you know, them going down the walkway and kind of pre-gaming for the show. So it's kind of a little bit of an idea of kind of how the fashion show goes a little bit.
Okay. Well, let the people know how they can contact you, if it's social media, website, where they can purchase, et cetera.
Okay, yeah, so my website is www.aspsluxury.com. My Instagram is ASPS and then _luxury. And then my TikTok is ASPSluxury.
Well, we gotta tell people what the ASPS stands for.
So the ASPS are initials for me and my family. I just took everybody's initial and added them, and that's how I get the ASPS.
Very nice.
Just initials, and then I added the luxury to the end of it.
Okay, because, yeah, we're doing a luxury brand.
Yeah, we're doing a luxury brand. You got to let them know.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything you want to leave the people, any motivation, anything you feel like I left today?
No, I just think, like, at the end of the day, I think as if you have any idea as far as business, or if you have any idea that you want to do, you don't have to have it all the way mapped out to start it. I think the first thing is just is starting something. Mm-hmm. And then once you start something, you can build from that. But if you never start, then nothing will never happen. So I think a lot of people have ideas and great ideas throughout the realm and throughout different sectors of business, and they don't start it because they feel like, oh, they don't have everything together. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have everything together, get your LLC, start small, and then go from there, get your business account. And then go from your business account to, you know, kind of put it in steps. So I think, like, just starting is the best thing you can do.
Very good. Well, Adrian, I appreciate the blessings today.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me today.
All right, ladies and gents, if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for tuning in for another episode of What's Good Podcast, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.